This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
This is an interesting thought. Over the years, I've had this conversation many times, so there's no point in even trying to figure out, well, I wonder who he's talking about. I've had this happen dozens and dozens of times where a man or woman has been in my office, and here's what they've said. They've looked me dead in the eye in all sincerity and seriousness and say, Randy, I know what I'm about to do or the relationship I'm in. I know it's wrong. I know I'm doing some things that are wrong, but I really believe God led me into this situation. Randy, I honestly believe God led me into this relationship, and I always have the same response. I said, let me get this straight. You believe that God would lead you to do something that would violate his word. Yeah, I guess that's a way of putting it. And my question is this, why would God make an exception with you or me? And say, I'm going to lead you to do something, to be something that violates the will and the word of God. My point is, if God did that, do you know what that makes God? A liar. God would be a liar. He would not be true to his word, which is another way of saying he wouldn't be true to himself. Did you know that Satan can manipulate your feelings? Did you know that Satan can manipulate your emotions? Satan can manipulate your mind, your intellect. Did you know he's described as the father of all lies by Jesus himself? Do you know what that means? Every lie that's ever been told, including the lies you told this week or I've told, can trace their DNA back to Satan. Would you listen to that again? If Satan being the father of all lies means that every lie you and I have ever told can trace its DNA, so to speak, figuratively speaking, back to the father of all lies, then that is Satan. Carl Sagan was an astronomer that I used to love to hear interviewed. I used to love to hear him talk about the cosmos. And by the way, that's the word, the Greek word for the word world that we read today in this passage. And the word that the Apostle John uses, love not the world. He's saying, love not the cosmos. That's literally what he's saying. But Carl Sagan would say this about the cosmos, the universe. This is really intriguing. He said, the cosmos is, and the only thing that ever will be. You know what? That sounds very intellectual, but it's a lie. It sounds very intelligent, but I believe it to be a lie. The cosmos is not what was and is and the only thing to be. The Bible says the cosmos will pass away and all its desires, but the Word of God lives forever. What's eternal is Jesus Christ, who's described in Hebrews as the same yesterday, today, and forever. I think what Carl Sagan was saying, my God is the cosmos. Your God may be Jesus, but his God was the cosmos, as the only thing that was, is, and ever will be. As a believer in Jesus Christ, we believe that Jesus was and is the only thing eternally that will be. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The last verse of the previous chapter says we have the Spirit of God in us. The Holy Spirit in you, get this, can recognize the Holy Spirit in something else or anything. The Holy Spirit who lives in you recognizes the Spirit. Test the spirits to see if they be from God. And basically, as narrow-minded as this sounds, John says this, it's either the spirit of truth or the spirit of falsehood, deception. That's the choice. Let's pray together. Well, next week on Cross Hope, we continue this series, a brief series from the Epistle or Letter of 1 John. Crosshope.org is our website. Go there to listen to any message you've missed, but also go there to find out how you can become a part of this ministry. We call Cross Hope Radio. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.